Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
NYPD officer Alyssa Vogel might not call herself a hero, but New Yorkers have no trouble calling her one. She ran to help the four-year-old girl shot and wounded in Times Square yesterday.
There was other officers already attending to her. Officer Sparta was on the floor yelling for a tourniquet when I had one on my gun belt. So I took the tourniquet off my gun belt and applied it to her leg above the wound, and we tightened it on her.
She spoke to Good Morning America. Police are searching for 31-year-old Farrakhan Mohammed. They say he fired shots intended for his brother after an argument at 45th and 7th, but instead struck the little girl who was shopping for toys and two women. They are all now expected to be okay. You can check out a photo of the suspect at 1010winds.com. And if you know anything, as always, call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS. In the wake of a tourist shot and wounded in Times Square, another tourist, a 43-year-old man from Ecuador, was stabbed at random while riding a 2-train downtown last night. Police were able to grab the suspect, a 26-year-old man, at the Chambers Street station. They say they recovered the screwdriver. The victim was taken to Bellevue Hospital and is expected to survive. Gun violence to report in Astoria, Queens. Just after midnight last night, police responded to a call and found a 33-year-old man shot in the chest. He was rushed to the hospital but did not make it. Seems the victim had been sitting in the passenger seat of a vehicle at the corner of 12th Street and 40th Avenue when two suspects opened fire. Nobody has been arrested. Well, the shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline that carries 45% of gasoline and other fuel from Texas to the Northeast is continuing, and this could ultimately hurt your wallet. The Biden administration says an all-hands-on-deck effort is underway to restore operations and avoid disruptions due to the cyber attack that led to the shutdown. An Eastern European criminal operation connected to Russia called Dark Side, appropriate, is believed responsible. The White House has issued a regional emergency declaration for 17 states, including New York and New Jersey, which allows fuel deliveries by truck. The pipeline disruption could result in fuel shortages. And guess what? That's right. You might be paying more at the pump. Let's get more about that from our Roger Stern.
Here at the Speedway station in Inwood, Lewis just paid $3.49 for premium. And he's not happy with the pipeline situation.
It sounds not good because we don't want to go up even more. Definitely not. It's already pricey.
Unfortunately, petroleum analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices were already moving higher for other reasons.
On top of all this, now we have the complete closure of the Colonial Pipeline, which will add something. We just don't know how much.
That will depend on how long the pipeline is shut down. This also affects airports, which have a limited supply of jet fuel on hand. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, in the Inwood section of Manhattan.
And some more reopening news today. Many branches of the New York City Library System are reopening today. You will be able to browse for books again and use the library's computers by appointment. Protocols, of course, will be in place. If you are going to the Brooklyn Main Library, you will notice some amazing changes. They have done a lot of refurbishment work, and it is just beautiful. On the 1010 Winds Newsline is Linda Johnson, President and CEO of the Brooklyn Public Library. Linda, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bridget, for having us.
Another great reopening story. So a lot of branches are reopening today. How do you find out if your local branch is among those?
I guess the easiest way to do that is to go to our website, bklynlibrary.org, to find out exactly which branches are opening. There will be 13 of them with expanded service today. We've been open in a more limited way since last July. But then just to bring books back and to pick up books that you'd put on hold. And now you'll be able to come in and browse, to use computers if you make an appointment, to get reference assistance, to sign up for library cards, and all of the pickups and returns.
It's really important for so many people use the library as like their business center. And I understand in particular at the Brooklyn Library, you have a really big career center there now, right?
We do a business and career library that helps, you know, sort of hopeful entrepreneurs, people with who need resume help, all levels of service there. And yes, we're very excited to be able to offer those services again, of course, by appointment.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about after school programs for kids.
Well, I think that the one of the incredible things that happened throughout the last year is the online story hours that we've now posted and that you can either check into as they're happening live, but also to visit anytime you have a moment to do a story hour with your child. And the numbers of people who are attending those story hours is just extraordinary. As many as 20,000 people have logged on to some that would normally only host 30 people if they were live. So those programs are not yet operational because they require, you know, kids to sit too close to one another. Everything we're doing is, of course, with the health and safety of our patrons and our staff as a primary focus.
Yeah, looking ahead to the summer when, as you say, some more branches will be reopening. Will you be doing summer reading programs for kids?
Of course, you know, summer reading is just such an important program that we've done every year, probably since our inception, and we'll be doing it again this year. As you mentioned, Bridget, in mid-July, pretty much all of our available branches will be open. So we're going to open these 13, monitor the progress that we're making there, and then continue to plow forward. But in the meantime, and we did it last year too, we will have summer reading, all of the book recommendations and the programs around that. And really everything we're doing this summer is focused on outdoor programming. And that will be the case at a large majority of the libraries. We'll have laptop loaners that you can use outside with Wi-Fi that will be available in our, you know, immediate vicinity of our buildings. It's very exciting what we're doing, but summer reading will be a big part of it.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing it in person, I hope, soon. Linda Johnson, President and CEO of the Brooklyn Public Library, we thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Bridget.
Wendy Gillette on the plethora of pandemic pizzas.
No matter how you slice it, pizza is a favorite, especially during a pandemic. Pizza joints across the country have seen an increase in foot traffic of 27% this year, according to marketing company ZenReach. California is the state with the biggest surge, 77%. Illinois and New York also showed their love with increases of more than 40%. The data is from the beginning of the year until April 30th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.